we all love receiving gifts, and the thought of a Secret Santa can be an appealing one. But unfortunately, some of the social media gift exchanges making the rounds right now are scams, and the Better Business Bureau is urging us to avoid falling for them. Krista Matthews is Marketing and Communications Specialist with the BBB. She joins us live by phone to tell us more. Ms. Matthews, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So how does this illegal pyramid scheme scam work?
Yeah, so we've seen this happening on social media for the last several years. And essentially what happens is you see a convincing invitation either by social media or by email, and you're asked to sign up for what seems like a great fun thing to do around the holidays. All you're asked to do is provide your name and address, personal information such as your email address, and you're asked to invite a few additional friends and tack on their information to the list as well. And then what you're being promised is that if you send a gift to somebody on that list, then you are getting promised up to 36 gifts in return. But what we actually know about this Secret Sister gift exchange, it actually is an illegal pyramid scheme. So it is illegal to participate, and it is illegal to actually invite people to participate in this.
So what are the risks associated with this?
Yeah, so some risks associated is just giving your personal information. So to actually get involved with the Secret Sister gift exchange, you have to provide your name, your address. There's actually a new twist on it this year where people have been posting their e-transfer emails, and they're asking users to pick a name off the list and send them money between $1 and $100 as a pay it forward. And although this seems, you know, very innocent to begin with, you are giving your email for e-transfers. And we know that scammers these days really need only little tidbits of information to do nefarious things with our information. So it's really important just not to be sharing your personal information.
Yeah, and Kristen, I mean, is nothing sacred using gift giving and Santa for these nefarious means?
Yes, exactly. And we do see that a lot, you know, with people trying to use kind of an emotional appeal to get people to participate in these exchanges. We're even seeing the language right now of these exchanges. You know, people are saying, Grinches who say this is a scam, you know, it's 2020, let us do what we want to do. But, you know, we do have to realize that, even if something seems so good and, you know, you're promised up to 36 gifts in exchange, a lot of people ignore the signs of a scam or a scheme because they want to receive these gifts. So sometimes a lot of people tend to ignore the red flag because they want to believe that it is going to happen for them. But sometimes, you know, people really need to realize if it is too good to be true, then it probably is.
What should people do if they're asked to take part in something like this?
So the first thing I would say is to just completely ignore it. You know, keep in mind that these are illegal, and if you participate or if you send a letter, then you actually are, you could actually be held for penalties or jail time or fines. Those are the risks associated with it. If you do see it on social media, I would just report the post on social media. If you are invited to participate, do not give your information to strangers, because that's how these exchanges work, is they kind of blow up over social media. So then you're sharing information with people you do not know. If you know they are claiming that you're going to get up to 36 gifts in exchange, just ignore that, because it unfortunately is not going to happen. So if it does seem too good to be true, it likely is. That's the point I'd like everybody to take away from this.
And Kristen, I wanted to ask you as well, because are there any of these things that we see floating around on social media, is there ever a chance they are harmless? Because just for one that's jumping out at me is just I've been seeing it on Facebook now almost daily, and it's this massive book club book exchange, and it's this ad that's kind of going around and it's being shared very widely. Is something like that possibly a scam, or could that actually just be a harmless little book exchange?
So that's the thing. These are initially set up to be harmless. You know, a lot of people do this because they have good intentions. However, participating in this and, you know, saying, you know, you could get this many gifts in exchange or this many books in exchange, that's where the issue is here, is you are making false promises to people who are going to invest into this exchange. So it's very likely that they're not going to get that many in return. So that's kind of where it starts, is, you know, they're making false claims. And the thing is, you know, with social media, we know how fast it spreads. So even though it could start out as harmless, you know, book club between 10 people, that could grow into 20, 30, 40 people that you don't know. So it is really important to know that, yes, these may seem innocent, but there are inherent risks when participating in any of these exchanges.
Kristen Matthews, Marketing and Communications Specialist with the Better Business Bureau. Thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.